This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Bruce McGowan, longtime sports radio personality. But today's show is going to be kind of interesting because we have just a lot of generic stuff to talk about. I kind of found some of these fun things in Sports Illustrated, and it's kind of interesting because they actually had some economic issues with sports,
Oh,
which
good.
Is exactly
let's
right
business.
Up. Let's
yeah.
talk some business,
Definitely.
And definitely want to talk about a couple of other things. Roughing the passer penalties, the Orioles, Chris Davis is in his third season. He's making $161 million, and he's only batting .174.
$161 million for how many years?
I think it's 3 years. And it hits his third year, and I think it's a six-year contract. It was like the richest one. And the
Chris
poor,
Davis?
Chris Davis, yeah. And he,
That's not even the Chris Davis who hits the home runs, is it?
Well, he, you know, actually...
The Oakland A is Chris not Davis. The,
and he spells his name with a K,
right.
And this is Chris Davis with a C,
yeah.
Who does hit a lot of home runs, or did hit a
did
lot,
a
of,
lot
home
of home runs.
Yeah.
Overrated. Boom,
well,
boom,
that, that's
boom,
the sad thing. I mean, he had a couple of really, really good years, and this, for some reason, hit some kind of a slump. And
hey, I don't feel sorry for the guy. He's got $160 million in the bank.
Well, not yet. I mean, he's in the third year of it. But
and look at the Orioles. They're sunk. They're at the bottom of the pond.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
Pond scum. That's what they are. Yeah.
All right. Well, this segment of Sports Econ 101 is sponsored by Pacific Private Money.
Doesn't get any more conservative.
That's right. Thank you very much. You know the tagline. They're providing mortgage investments that are currently yielding about 7.5%. I dare you to go out and try to find another investment that pays 7.5%.
I won't. Why should I?
Can you imagine $500 million in loans, over 1,500 of them, zero losses.
Wow.
And this is even loans been done during 2008, 9, mm-hmm. 10, 11. What was the market doing during those times?
Yeah,
it was going down, right?
Going down.
Going down.
You're going down.
Oh, Muhammad Ali said that.
You're going down. Sonny Liston, you're going down.
Oh, poor Sonny. All right. Let's see. So,
yeah, didn't he happen to dead in an alley somewhere with overdose?
Yeah.
Really
sad. If you get beaten up by Muhammad Ali, that'll do it to you.
Yeah.
All right. Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101 will be right back.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of Mortgage Investing 101. Did you know that you can earn, year in and year out, returns of 8% and more on your savings and retirement accounts? Mortgage-backed investment strategies such as trust deed investing and mortgage pool funds can do just that. Since 2008, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments. Find out for yourself how you, too, can profit from these real estate-secured investments. Call 415-883-2150 or visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up two Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Bruce McGowan. Okay, I wanted to start off with roughing the passer penalties. Now, it's kind of interesting because, you know, this whole CTE, which I guess is really what started it, you know, they're protecting the quarterbacks, totally understand that. It seems like there's definitely been some calls, especially against Clay Matthews, that have been like, really? Are you serious? You're calling a penalty on that?
Yeah.
On the flip side, I'm kind of looking at this and going, from just strictly a business standpoint, all right, let's just talk money for a minute here, right? You get someone like, you know, Tom Brady who gets hurt, or, you know, some major quarterback.
Not good for the game.
It's not good for the game, exactly. Yeah. Nobody wants to see second stringers for the most part, right?
Look at the 49ers. They got C.J. Beathard now. Boy.
Yeah, now that in that case, Garoppolo, nobody actually was watching the passer. But it still comes back to you get your number one quarterback out, and – you know, people are not going to watch it as much. No. They'll still watch, but it kind of tapers off a bit.
Unless you get Earl Morrow back there filling in.
That's right. Hey, wait a minute, Craig Morrow.
For those that don't remember, Earl Morrow stepped in 1970 for the Colts and led them to the Super Bowl. And Johnny Unitas was ineffective, and Morrow came in and was amazing. So, yeah.
And wasn't he the quarterback for the Dolphins?
I beg your pardon. 69.
Yeah.
Or 68. And then they lost to the Jets. And then in 70, he came in and replaced Unitas. Or was it 70? He came in and replaced Unitas in some big game in any case. I can't remember the game, but it was anyway. No, he had an interesting career.
And didn't he actually – wasn't he the major quarterback
Dolphins? He was the backup quarterback for Bob Greasy.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl, he won.
The year they won 17 games, he was quarterback for most of that season because Greasy was hurt for most of that season. Yeah.
But did Greasy come in for the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's right. Okay, yeah. But Earl Morrow, that's why they call him Cinderella, man.
That's right.
So you know, again, I'm looking at this, too, from the flip side. Other angles at this.
Where does that come from, by the way, the flip side?
I think it's the pancake, I think. No, you're right. I think it is, Bob. For those people who are over 50.
Remember records. Remember,
over maybe even 40.
Yeah.
That's right, records. Yeah. Actually, the vinyl ones are making a comeback.
They are.
Supposedly, they have very good sound.
I like it.
I don't know about it. But anyway, I'm looking at this, too, from another angle and saying, you know, when we're watching football, for the most part, don't we get excited about watching offense?
Yeah.
right?
Okay, nobody wants to watch defense.
Not per se.
Not really. Unless you're a hardcore football fan.
Yeah.
You know, and played the game, maybe. And you like to watch defense.
Yeah.
Who wants to see a 13-10 game, you know? Come on.
No, but I mean, like, when you have a strong defense, like I think about the Bears back in 85, you know, something like where it's kind of fun where you're going, I want to watch that specific defense.
Sure, sure.
But a defensive game in general, no.
No.
You're right. So if you have these penalties where, you know, be it linebackers or the front line is going to know that they have to be really, really careful around the quarterback, there's going to be a lot more offense.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and so that part of it is good for the game from the standpoint of the fans.
Yeah, I just think in football you try to regulate or legislate violence out of the game, and I think you mess with the fundamental aspects of the game, which, you know, football depends on hard hits and intimidation and violence. And if you take that out or legislate it out, you might as well just get rid of the game. I mean, as much as I hate to see these guys end up with CTE, the fact is, they're going to end up with CTE, regardless of whether they have all these you know, safety measures in place or not.
Just a general tackle.
Well, just hitting people, and getting jarred.
Your head hitting.
Yeah, this whole thing about, oh, I'm going to put a helmet on that's going to protect my. No, it doesn't matter. That's not the point.
It's the shaking.
The shaking is what happens. Yeah, as we've learned. And yet, Roger Goodell won't admit to that. You know, he's just. But that's okay. I mean, that's his job. He's being paid a lot of money, so
should we go back to flag football?
Yeah.
Or two-hand touch?
Two-hand touch.
Touch. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You see, get.
You didn't touch me with two hands. You only got me with one. Remember, you used to argue about that stuff all the time. Flag football. At least you can pull the flag off, and the flag is off. Okay.
However. Guys used to cheat, and they would tie the flag, or they make them extra short.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, there's always cheating going on. You know, these rascals.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
I do.
I know. That's showing my age.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. It's just sort of this is totally off the cuff.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, right?
Oh, yeah, sure,
okay.
Sure.
Do you know what that rhyme is about?
It's about an egg that falls off a wall and breaks.
Well, that's what the nursery rhyme
right.
is, but where does it come from?
I have no idea.
It's actually, I believe it's Richard III, because he was a hunchback.
Oh,
and
right.
And so they called him Humpty Dumpty.
Humpback Dick, yeah.
Yeah.
he was a pretty contemptible character, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. And then there was a War of the Roses, right?
Yeah.
And apparently the name of his horse was Wall.
Wasn't his nickname Crookback Dick?
That probably was one of them, you know, and Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was a little portly, too.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting because, you know, you'd think that they would not want a hunchback as somebody who is their leader.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're in line for the throne, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, he fell off his horse. And
Humpty Dumpty, you know, took a big fall.
That's it. They could,
all the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put
Humpty Dumpty back together again.
That's right.
That's how he died. So
there you go.
That's one of the oldest rhymes.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Now, you know where.
How do you learn all this stuff anyway?
You do some research on stuff. I mean, for the trivia questions for my business show.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So here's another one. You probably know about this one, Ring Around the Rosie. You know,
Ring Around the Roses. Oh, that had to do with the Black Plague.
Yes, it did. Very good.
And people would fall down and die.
And the pocket full of posies was because the smell was so bad that they'd have keep posies in there so that they could smell it. So it'd be like a, you know, fragrance.
Thing.
All right. Back to sports.
Okay. Back to sports.
So Chris Davis, third season of $161 million.
Who gave him that contract anyway?
The Orioles.
I know, but who was the guy? Who was the individual who gave him that contract? There's a reason the Orioles are in last place. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, but
you make those kind of mistakes. You pay. You know, Chris Davis is a decent player. We're paying him $160 million for what, 5 years or whatever,
something like that, 5-6 years.
Come on.
Well, I don't think any player's worth that.
He's not worth a third that.
Well, now he's not even worth a tenth that.
No,
not even a 20th of that.
No. Yeah, and that's a horrible team too.
Actually, unfortunately, he should be paying them.
Yeah,
because
he should be.
He's batting. It's the worst. .174.
Is that what he's hitting?
Yeah.
How many home runs?
Well, he's about like 12 or 16 as of today, which is still not.
What's his problem anyway?
Not sure.
Maybe he's got bad vision or something.
I don't know if it's that or if, and apparently, you know, he and his wife are strong, so it's nothing to do with, like, family per se, but, you know, maybe they had another kid and, you know, they had to move the family when he went from Texas to the Orioles.
It's weird, though, isn't
it,
in baseball when all of a sudden a guy who's just been lights out becomes just an afterthought? And, what happens to his skill? Well, if it's an injury, I can see it.
No, it's mental. This one, and he even says it's all mental.
What's causing it, though?
In this case, I think what happened was the shift.
That's hurt a lot of players.
Yeah, he's a pull hitter.
Well, you have to learn how to adjust. Yeah. Baseball is a game of adjustments.
And someone said something, some stupid thing about, well, they should outlaw the shift. Really? If you want to put all guys in left field, you should be able to
listen,
do it.
Remember Willie McCovey? They used to have the McCovey shift?
Yeah.
You know, that's been going on for years. It's just part of the cheating game.
But, you know, I mean, you have to have a pitcher. You have to have a catcher.
If you want to put the whole team on the right side, you have a right to do that.
Absolutely. And then you just have to teach your players to hit them where they ain't.
Yeah.
Willie Keeler, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no rules. They haven't made any rules that say you can't play your second baseman in short right field. I don't like the shift, to be honest with you, but I accept it. Yeah. It's part of the game.
The only thing you're not allowed to do is throw your bat at their ball, your glove at the ball.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can't do.
There you go.
All right. So we have, I forgot to mention that the trivia today
is trivia theme.
NFL international players.
Oh, there's a lot of them, too.
Yes.
The Gogolak brothers, you know, Morton Anderson. Mostly kickers.
Well, we're not.
Mostly kickers.
Yeah.
There's a few, but
Tony
Zendejas. Tony
Zendejas,
yeah.
Okay. So here's our first trivia question. Okay. Saigon, Vietnam, produced an outstanding linebacker for the Cowboys. Who was this had seven interceptions in his seven seasons? So
I remember I don't remember his name. Yeah, okay. I do remember him, vaguely, yeah.
Okay. And apparently this is a very popular Vietnamese name.
Okay.
Not his first name. Well, I don't know if it's his first name, but definitely his last name.
Okay.
All right?
Why don't you tell us right now?
Why don't I just tell you right now?
Yeah, because I don't have the answer. Go ahead and tell me.
But I can't. We were going to break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The audience may know.
Oh, the audience may know. Okay. I forgot about that.
Otherwise, they'll just turn us off and never come back.
I forgot about the
even
audience.
Even though we got two more questions.
How dare me forget about
the
audience.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
All right. So email Edward at sportsecon101.com. The answer to this question. Saigon, Vietnam produced an outstanding linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. Who was this that had seven interceptions in seven seasons? Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Bruce McGowan. First trivia question was, Saigon, Vietnam produced an outstanding linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. And I can't remember what years he played, but who was that person who had 7 interceptions in 7 seasons?
I have no idea.
Dat Nguyen.
Oh, yeah. Good old Dat. Yeah.
In the 80s?
In the 80s, yeah. When they sucked. 80s, the Cowboys sucked.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's like
between the 70s, the end of the 70s, and the early 80s till the early 90s, they sucked. Yeah. They were terrible.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
They had one season. Didn't they have one season where they won one game?
One game, like 89, I think.
I loved it. I loved it. There's one team I just despise.
I know. I never.
Two teams, actually, I despise, the Dodgers and them. I just do not like them for whatever reason.
You know, it's funny. Even though I'm a Giant, I know this is not allowed.
Right.
I'm not a Dodger hater. I don't know why.
Really? I've always hated the Dodgers.
I mean, I definitely did not like them with Drysdale and all those guys because, I mean, they just always killed us.
Yeah. Well, they didn't always kill the Giants. They just finished ahead of them in the standings. That was basically all they had to do.
Well, yeah, because every game's going to be a little different. But, yeah, the Cowboys were one of those teams that just
Oh, speaking of the Dodgers, the Giants can wreck the Dodgers season this weekend.
Again? Like they did when Joe Morgan hit a home run and got him out of it?
Wouldn't it be something if the Giants swept the Dodgers and knocked them out of the playoffs? I'd love it. I think that would be
Now, that would be kind of fun. I mean, it doesn't really help us, but it kind of gets a little bit.
And it could happen. Yeah. They got the three best pitchers lined up, Bumgarner, Suarez, and who's the
Samardzija?
Other guy? Rodriguez.
All these other guys are hurt.
That's be interesting. I have a conflict on my hands. If they get to Sunday and they have a chance to knock the Dodgers out, I may just go to that game rather than the Raiders-Cleveland game. I may just do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the Raiders-Cleveland game is going to be exactly,
exciting.
Fun-filled and exciting.
No, not really. So I got a few things here from good old Sports Illustrated, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to share. All right, so who is the highest paid athlete? And I guess they're including endorsements. Okay, this is top 10 athletes by endorsement.
Oh, endorsements. Okay.
For 2018. Who's number one?
Steph Curry.
No, he's number 4.
Tiger Woods?
He is number 5.
LeBron James?
He's number 2.
Oh, I'm getting close.
Yeah, it's a sport you wouldn't.
What is it? What sport is it?
Tennis.
Oh, it's got to be Federer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Federer
is
amazing.
So Federer and then LeBron. Now, Federer is at $65 million.
Okay.
LeBron's at $52
million. Okay.
Number 3, who's your favorite soccer player? Not Pele anymore.
Who would it be?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
A little bit of a what do you call it? Somebody who's real full of themselves.
Arrogant,
yeah. Not a big fan of him. Good player, though.
Yeah.
As a person, I've seen him interviewed. He seems like a jerk.
Yeah, I guess because I make this kind of money, I could be a jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, because you make that much money, you don't need to be a jerk.
No, you don't need to be a jerk.
Then you got Steph Curry at $42 million, along with Tiger Woods, same thing, $42 million. Phil Mickelson at $37 million. Rory McIlroy, well, yeah, 3 golfers in a row.
Interesting.
$34 million, and then Kai Nishikori. Is he a golfer, too?
I don't know. Never heard of him.
Kevin Durant. Okay.
Who's Kai Nishikori?
I don't know. I have to look him up.
Okay.
And then Usain Bolt and Jordan Spieth at $30
million. Usain Bolt? Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Must be tennis. Must be track shoes.
Track shoes. Got to be. Got to be.
How do you make that much money playing with track shoes?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Good question.
All right. Okay, so that's our information about all those endorsements. Now, I don't know from the standpoint of making salaries. They didn't have that, but I thought that was kind of interesting. All right. And also looking at a little bit of the Sports Illustrated here again.
You ripped your Sports Illustrated apart. You got two different pieces of
Some of the stuff I didn't need.
Pages,
Okay, so
you'd really upset me if that was my Sports Illustrated. I don't like mine being torn apart like that.
Do you save them all?
I save all of them.
Really?
Yes, I've got everyone going back to 1968 when I first started subscribing. And, well, I don't know if I have everyone, but I have most of them.
And what do you do with them?
I put them in boxes.
And then do you ever go back to them?
No, just leave them in the...
So it's more just a collector's type of thing.
I'm a pack rat when it comes to sports trivia. My wife does not like... I save all my old media guides. I save all my old press badges. You got to see the box of press badges I have. It goes back to 75.
You think you'll ever sell them?
Who would buy them? You know, who would want to buy a bunch
of Smithsonian
badges?
Institute.
Maybe. I don't know.
Jeez. Well, so let me get into this for a minute. So now, I kind of understand it.
Pack rat part?
Yeah.
I don't know why I do it. My wife says, why don't you throw all that stuff away? And I go, yeah, I would miss it. But I also save all my old tapes, all my old highlight tapes from the 60s and 70s. I still have them on reel-to-reel and cassette. Probably aren't any good anymore. But
I was going to say, do you have any equipment that'll play it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of fun if you do look at it, like, you know, maybe once every 6 months or so.
But I don't.
See, there's just something about, like, if you get rid of it, it's out of your life.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part. We're getting a little philosophical here, but that's true. I mean, I got to a point, actually, where, believe it or not, I threw out all my old bowling trophies.
Really?
And these are trophies.
Trophies?
Yeah.
Wow.
But,
you know, why don't you just give them away to somebody?
Well, they got my name on them.
I know, but it'd be fun to have them. It would be a curiosity. People would look at it and go, who's Edward Brown? They could tell a story about Edward Brown and that bowling trophy back
That's
in
true.
1994 or something, you know?
No, we're talking about the 70s.
Oh, the 70s. Oh, my God.
Actually, let's see a minute.
When did you start bowling? How old were you?
I was 10, 1970.
Your dad was into bowling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
that's
got,
nice. He got
into
you into
it.
Bowling.
He did.
Was he a good bowler?
He was decent.
What did you average?
Over 200.
Whoa,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I was semi-pro. I was not good enough to go on TV. You know,
I actually hit 200 one time.
Good for you.
Yeah,
wow,
once.
That's pretty for someone who's not a bowler. No. That's very good.
Yeah, I bowled probably I've probably bowled maybe 4 dozen times. You know who likes to bowl is my daughter.
Good for her.
Yeah, she likes to bowl.
You know, it's not the same sport anymore, though.
No, it's
you know, in this county here, we used to have 3 bowling alleys. Now we got one.
I know. It's out in the middle of nowhere, too.
Yeah. Well, San Rafael's not.
Kind of off the beaten
path.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
It's fun. It's like walking back into the past, though, when you go there.
Yeah, except, yeah, if when you walk.
The food there is awful.
Oh, I haven't. Not in 30 years.
Bowling alley food is not good.
No.
No. It's almost as bad as press box food.
How come they can't get like a famous chef?
Yeah, exactly. How'd you like to lurk in a bowling alley? You know, but that'll be a corned beef on rye. Hold the mustard.
Well, yeah. The funny part though is the it's all mechanical.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, the pin setters. I mean, they always had those when I was a kid. They didn't have like human beings doing it, but. I can't even figure out a lot of this mechanical stuff because, you know, they got all these cartoons and stuff going on. And then you can watch a football game while you're bowling. It's like,
crazy.
Wait a minute, you're taking the sport out of the sport.
How long has bowling been around?
Since Egyptian times. I mean, it's been
really?
It's over 3,000 years old.
I didn't know.
I think it's the oldest sport.
Wow.
If
did
I'm not,
not
mistaken.
Know this.
Yeah.
Did not know this.
Yeah, they found some Egyptian bowling pins and stuff. And
see, I come on
coconut.
The Sports Econ 101 and I learned some history. I like it.
We're here to edumacate you.
Edumacate.
Okay.
All right.
So minimum major league baseball salary.
Half a million.
Yeah, 540. Yeah. Very good. 545. Yeah. The average salary.
It's about 2.5?
4.5.
Oh,
yeah.
That's about right.
I mean, that's
yeah.
now 8 times.
And the average length of a career is about, what, 3 or 4 years in the majors?
But that's more in football. I think isn't it longer in baseball?
Well, so you could think about it. If it's like, let's say it's 5 years. I don't know if it is, but let's say it is. And your average salary is about $4.5 million. That means you're walking away with $20 million. Now, you keep about half of that for playing baseball. Baseball.
Yeah. You and I would do it for free.
I don't know if I do it for free.
And how
I do it for considerably less money, that's for sure.
And Mike Trout makes $33.25
What's
million.
He do with all that money? I hope he has a foundation or something. I hope he gives
He seems like a good guy, so he's probably doing some good stuff. What did we talk about before Gronkowski finally spent his bonus money or whatever? It's like he saves everything, but
Gronkowski is a pack rat also.
Well, not only say pack rat, but sounds like he's more of a saver.
Yeah.
Because
he
doesn't need that much.
Yeah.
I like that. So now in Triple A, the salary is only $120,000 a year.
Still pretty good.
Not bad. I know. I thought that was pretty decent for that.
Yeah.
Single A,
$13,000. How about the Pacifics? They get paid $500 a month. Here in is it that much? Is it,
yeah,
they're well, going that, out of business too. I know.
That's
yeah. I was talking to Mike Shapiro the other day. They're done.
Now they're selling the team, but they didn't have any buyers.
He doesn't think they're going to be around next year.
So, you know, the weird thing is that they're the most profitable. I mean, they're the,
well, that's
the
why the other ones aren't going to make it either. If the flagship franchise can't make, what are they averaging? A couple of hundred fans a game.
Something like that, yeah. I mean,
the novelty wore off. After about 3 or 4 years, it wore off. I went to a game about 3 years ago. There was nobody there. And I was asking Mike, and he did a great job of promoting.
Oh, he did. He did.
And people wouldn't show up.
And I think it's just because there's just other things people desire to do.
I guess so.
And it's funny because, you know, if your home team, Giants, let's say, in our case, are not doing well, you think, I don't want to go to them. I'd want to see something, you know, that's a little bit easier to go to. Yeah.
It's right in your neighborhood, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And it was good, exciting baseball.
I was sitting there over in Nevada with some friends of mine having lunch, and there was this big African-American fellow with tattoos all over him. He looked like a football player. And so I asked him, I said, hey, are you a football player? And he had a real thick Spanish accent or a Hispanic accent. And he goes, no, I play for the Pacifics. And he turns out he was a pitcher. He's from the Dominican Republic. Huh. And he played in the major leagues for 3 or 4 years, and he's just trying to make a comeback.
Did he get hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt. He wrecked his shoulder, guys, and he's trying to make a comeback.
Man, I really
but he says if I don't make it, no big deal. He says, I got money put away. And
good
I
for
might,
him.
Yeah, he's a
smart guy.
Yeah.
Okay, here's our second trivia question. Again, we're talking international NFL players.
All right.
This kicker, born in Scotland, put the first points up on the board in Super Bowl. Let's see, that would be 42XLII.
Who is playing?
I'm not telling you. No, Giants versus Patriots.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Who was he?
Scotland.
Scotland born.
Scotland.
Scotland, yes.
Scotland.
He put up the first points in Super Bowl. Okay, XL means 40, right?
Right.
Okay, and then two. It'd be a lot easier. It's kind of cool having the X, the Roman numerals.
Yeah.
But unless you know how to do it, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Stay with us.
We're not a bunch of smartskis here on Sports Econ 101.
Hey, speak for myself. Okay, we'll be right back.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners. I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email Edward at sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email Edward at sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's Edward at sportsecon101.com. Welcome back to Sports. That's all, folks.
That's all, folks, yeah.
Sports Econ 101.
Is that Daffy Duck or Donald Duck?
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig. Yeah. I struck out on both nails.
All right, this... kicker born in Scotland.
Scotland,
yes. Put the first points on the board.
He was from Glasgow.
I don't know about that.
Okay, I don't know about it either. I'm just guessing.
But he wasn't from Dublin, because that would have been Ireland.
I've been Ireland. That's right. Okay. I met a guy from Dublin today, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I was working on our hill, and they were digging up the street, and he goes, "You're going to have to turn around and go around the block." And I'm going, okay, no problem.
Hey, that's very good. Yeah. You're so good at that. Yeah. He put up the first points on the board in Super Bowl 42, Giants versus Patriots. The 42, that would have been 08, 09.
Oh, that was the one with David Tyree. Yeah.
Who was he? Who was that kicker?
Don't know.
Lawrence Tynes?
Oh, yeah, Lawrence Tynes.
See, there you go.
There you go. He wasn't around very long.
I guess not.
No.
Not really. Okay.
Probably he's back in Scotland serving up the brewskis. Have another Guinness, mate.
I mean, how much do kickers make?
Yeah, you know, NFL, a couple hundred grand. It's not bad.
I mean, if baseball, the average is $545. Well, there's a bigger roster.
It depends
roster.
On the kicker. You know, if it's Morton Anderson or somebody like that, or you know, Sten Ritter, one of these Hall of Famers, the comparable guys are probably making good money. These guys, I mean, Lawrence Tynes was kind of a mediocre kicker, probably making it. In those days, that was, 10 years ago? He's probably making, I don't know, $500,000, maybe $200,000. I don't know, something like that.
That's cafe money for you.
Cafe money.
I wonder, what is the average salary for NFL?
I think the average salary is about $500,000.
Okay, so it's about close to baseball.
Yeah.
Basketball is a lot different, though.
Well, no, baseball average salary is $5 million. You just said it yourself.
No, $545,000.
That's the minimum salary.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're right. That's the minimum. Okay.
That's all right. It's Friday.
You're, that's right. Okay, so
you're excused.
Well, you got to figure that there's more players in football. Oh, yeah. So that's why there's got to be. Okay, you're right. I'm even looking at my own notes here.
That's all right.
Okay, so just kind of quick thing. Are the Rams the best thing in L.A. now, even with LeBron joining the Lakers?
Well, God, L.A., talk about a great sports town right now. You got the Rams 4-0 as we speak. They're exciting to watch. You got the Chargers down there who have a terrific offense, and nobody in L.A. cares about them, but they're fun to watch. You got LeBron and the Lakers who are up and coming. You got the Dodgers going probably to the postseason. You got the Angels who still have Mike Trout. What else you have down there? The King. I mean, that's a great sports town right now.
Yeah.
Great sports town.
Well, and LeBron's got a nice little cast around him.
Yeah, he does. I like the Lakers. The Lakers-Warriors are going to be fun to watch this year. I mean, that's not going to be like the Cavs-Warriors, but it'll be fun.
Oh, no, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just because it's not J.R. Smith.
By the way, have you been reading the local San Francisco newspaper the last week, every single page of the sports page, every day, there's an article about the Warriors on there, every single day. Well, and preseason hasn't even started.
Think about it. Okay, the 49ers are not doing very well. The Raiders are not doing very well.
Yeah, you're right.
And
the Giants
are not doing well.
The A's are doing well, but nobody cares about the A's. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Well, they got into the postseason.
Yeah, and you know what sucks? They get to be in the postseason, or they're going to be in the postseason, and they're probably going to have to play the one playoff game on the road. Their fans don't even get to see them play. If they lose, the season's over.
Well, someone's got to be in the wild card, the home team. Talking about the Yankees?
I know.
Well, that'd be fun, though.
Yeah, should be. One game, I'm going to be there watching it. I mean, I won't be in New York. I'll be watching.
Bring back Jeremy Giambi.
Oh, God. You remember that? Where he stood up? Well, it took a great play to get him, too.
It did, but I still look
at it. I was at that game. I was watching it. It was like an optical illusion. Yeah. What did I just see?
Yeah, Derek Jeter, where did he come from? Wait, doesn't he play shortstop? Yeah. What's he doing on the first baseline?
I wonder how he's doing as the general manager. We're one of the
not
owners
very
of the,
happy.
Miami. Boy,
they
averaged only 9,000 fans a game this year? And they said during the game there was so much noise from the in-house PA that the players finally complained about it and said, it's distracting. Stop it. You know? the announcer, the special noises they put out there. It was ridiculous.
Really?
Dwayne Kuiper was saying there was more noise from the PA than there was from the fans. That's sad.
Boy, that's embarrassing.
That's very embarrassing, yeah. Well, and they traded away all their good players. Christian Yelich is having a great year up in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's funny because it was Tampa Bay that was the one that was really embarrassing before.
Tampa Bay is respectable. They had a good year this year. They're not going to go to the playoffs, but if they were in the National League, they'd be in the playoffs.
Because the Florida Marlins have won the World Series twice, haven't they?
Yeah, and they've dismantled the team both times right afterwards, you know?
It's all about the money.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Benjamins.
The Benjamins.
All right. Let's see. What else we got here? So I was just reading about this. European golf fans crowd the fairways. Not as much. Like when you watch America, America, they're close to the fairways, but they're not like crowding them per se.
No, they can't give them a certain amount of room.
Yeah, but in Europe, they're crowding them. And some lady got hit just under her eye and had to go to the hospital. And the thing is, the golfer, I mean, it shook him up.
Oh, I bet it did.
Right?
Yeah.
And so now you kind of think, well, how well is this guy going to play for the rest of the tournament? I don't think he did that well.
No, it's like kind of like I'm getting hit by a pitch, and then the next time you go up there, you're looking at, oh, geez, what am I going to do? You know, if you get hit in the head or something?
Well, but that's the player.
Yeah.
This is someone who hit a fan.
Imagine if you're a baseball player, you hit a foul ball and you hit a kid in the stands.
Well, that Manny Mota killed a kid.
I know.
Do you remember that?
I know.
Back in the 60s. I think in the 60s. Yeah. I mean, it's not his fault at all.
Can you imagine living with that, though?
Yeah. Or was it...
then he had kids of his own.
Was it Josh Donaldson? Who was the one who tossed the ball up and the guy fell out of the stands trying to get it in Texas?
And broke his neck?
And the kid had watched his dad die.
His dad died? He fell down and died?
You don't remember that?
I don't remember
that. It was, I think, in Texas.
He flipped it to him as a souvenir.
Yeah, and then the guy reached over the railing and he fell. Yeah,
oh,
and I want to say it was Josh Donaldson or J.J. Reddick.
Can you imagine being the player that, oh, my God, I should have thrown it a little further?
Yes, exactly.
God.
I mean, that's kind of...
Living with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean, it's an accident, but...
Guilt is a good thing, though. Woody Allen said it once. I'm guilty all the time, and I never did anything. I love Woody Allen. He had the best lines.
He definitely had some fun stuff.
Oh, he had some great lines.
All right. Should the Eagles trade Nick Foles to the 49ers?
No. Well, the 49ers would love to have him, but no. I mean, also, why would you want him... Then what would happen next year with Garoppolo? Why would the Eagles want to trade him, though, with Carson Wentz?
I know. I just happened to see this on Yahoo Sports.
Oh, I'm sure the 49ers would love to. I mean, the 49ers would love to have him right now.
Eagles going to go, well, we have Carson Wentz back.
Yeah,
so.
But they need it. You never can have too many quarterbacks. You never can
have too many. Well, like Montana and Young.
Yeah, look at who the Niners have now. C.J. Beathard. Hey, nice guy. He may be better than he was last year, but come on.
Where did he come from?
Oh, God, some little... Podunk school. Well, his dad, Bobby Beathard, or his grandfather, was a tremendous Hall of Famer. Just got named to the Hall of Fame this last year. A terrific front office executive. Nice guy. I used to sit up when he was working with Houston. I used to sit with. He'd come and sit in the main press box. It was really weird. Sit right next to us, and he'd love to talk football. And he was a great, great guy.
Huh.
Great guy. Yeah. So.
So you in the front office, and you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, some guys made it. You know that he was a part of six Super Bowl teams.
Wow,
helped to put together six Super Bowl teams. Yeah, so yeah.
Very interesting.
You're looking at me very skeptically.
Yeah,
we're not on TV disbelieve. Here. So our listeners can't see you. Yeah. Edward has this very skeptical look.
Yeah,
on him.
I mean, I don't disbelieve you. I just think it's interesting.
He just,
you know,
this in the Hall of Fame. Come on, I mean, Eddie DeBartolo's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't Jerry Jones in the Hall of Fame? I don't think he should be. If he is, he shouldn't be. Why should Jerry Jones be the
Hall
of Fame?
How long has he owned the team?
Huh?
How long has he owned the team?
Well, they did win a couple of Super Bowls under his
Against the Bills?
I think they won, so I think maybe he does deserve it. I'm not a big Jerry Jones fan, though.
I don't think anybody is.
Media.
I don't think Jerry Jones is a Jerry Jones fan.
I keep thinking
they had a picture of that. It was actually almost exactly a year ago when he kneeled with the players.
Yeah, and he's such a hypocrite. You know, on one hand, he's saying, oh, these guys are disgracing the game. Then he goes out and it does it himself. All right, Jerry, how do you feel?
The game.
Well, you know, you can't have it both ways. Come on.
Hey, listen, the only thing consistent is his inconsistency.
There you go. That's it.
All right, who's going to win the World Series this year?
Boston or Houston? Probably Houston. I like Houston.
You think they'll do it again?
Yeah, I think Boston's peaked out. I think Houston's going to do it. That's just my opinion, what it's worth.
Are any dark horses in there?
Maybe the A's. National League doesn't. No team in the National League is going to win. That's for sure. Cubs are not good enough. Dodgers certainly aren't good enough. Rockies, they're a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Who's in the East? Atlanta Braves. Come on, let's be real.
Yeah.
They're a good team, but they're not a World Series. They're not. None of that. The only team that's really World Series worthy from the National League is the Cubs, and they're not that good. Yeah, it should be in baseball. It should be the two best teams in baseball now that the leagues are pretty much melded
because of the interleague.
Yeah, just have the two best teams.
There's something about fun to have about divisions and races. I do like the idea of you have the
National versus American.
Yeah, but and not only that, but you have three divisions and you have two wild cards, and they play each other to see who the wild card is to make it a foursome. I don't know. I kind of like it. It's sort of fun. It's totally different, and then in football, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
That's a little early for that. The Rams right now are off to a great start. How about 36 points a game they're averaging? 36 points a game. Now, their defense is good, too. It's not great, but it's good. But you score 36 points a game, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Jared Goff, the local boy here.
Jared Goff, local boy makes good. He's from Marin Catholic High here in Marin County. Cal Bear, nice kid. He's getting bigger. He's getting stronger.
Yeah. He's only 23.
It's only 23.
And no tattoos that I can see.
No, he's not a tattoo guy.
Smart man.
Yeah. Stay away from
that stuff. Hopefully his dad will teach him right.
Oh, his dad wouldn't let him put the tattoos on, believe me. I know Jerry. Jerry wouldn't.
He's a local guy, too.
He's a local guy. Played for the Blue Jays and the Astros. His claim to fame, and it's something he laughs about. He goes, he committed 5 pass balls in one game, and it cost him his career. He never played another game in the major leagues after that.
Because he was a catcher.
5 pass balls. I said, how'd that happen? He said he just started thinking about it. And once you start thinking about it, it's just like you create your own. It's like that. Remember that movie? What was it? Tin Cup? Where Kevin Costner keeps hitting the ball in the lake.
Yeah.
And everybody's cheering because he's doing it again and again. Yeah. Like, this is great, No, it's not great.
He must hit, 20 balls in that movie?
Yeah.
But
Kevin Costner is actually a pretty good golfer from what I hear.
Oh, really?
Well, had to be in that movie.
Yeah, it's like even...
golf movies are good. I like golf. If it's done well,
And it's funny? I still haven't seen Caddyshack.
Oh, Caddyshack's wonderful.
I mean, I hear all these funny things.
It's in the hole.
I like Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield was dying when that movie was being made. Or no, I'm sorry. No. Ted Knight was dying of cancer.
Knight. Yeah, that's right.
He died 3 months after that movie was released. Yeah. He had cancer.
Totally forgot about him being in that movie. let's see.
Who else was in that movie? Bill Murray, Rodney Dangerfield,
The groundhog. Something about a groundhog.
The groundhog was in the movie. Who else, though? There were some other famous people in that movie. I don't remember.
But I heard Adam Sandler did a good job. He was pretty good for The Longest Yard.
Adam Sandler's an interesting actor because, he's been in a few serious movies. He's actually a pretty good serious actor,
Yeah.
He is.
Change his speech impediment and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, here's our third trivia question. This 1960s and 1970s Hungarian-born kicker played for 11 seasons with the Bills and the Giants.
I want to kick a touchdown.
Is that what he used to say?
That's what he used to say. I want to kick a touchdown. His teammates practically floored him. I know that answer.
You know that answer.
Bills and Giants, right?
Bills and Giants.
Yep. Easy one. And he had a brother, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good.
And he was also a kicker in the NFL.
That's what happens. You get the Zendejas brothers.
There you go.
I think there were 3 of them.
There you go, Pompey. Let's saddle up the buckboard. We're going into Dodge. Oops.
Look at that. You do your Howard Cosell.
You know what that is? That is what I call a robocall.
Okay. All right. So that's our question.
Okay.
1960s and 1970s Hungarian-born kicker played for 11 seasons with the Bills and the Giants.
There
Who is he?
Yeah.
Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today.
I'll never say last time to a guy 66.
You said that to me last week.
I did. I
we got to come up with something new. Okay. I'm Edward Brown, along with Bruce McGowan. Here was our third trivia question. Though the this 1960s and 1970s Hungarian-born kicker played for 11 seasons with the Bills and the Giants. Who is he?
Pete Gogolak.
That's right. It's funny because you'd mentioned his name earlier when I talked about international players, and you almost got me to spill the beans.
Who is his brother? His brother was. Can't remember his brother's name.
Joe Gogolak. Well, Pete.
That's an American name.
I know. Well, it's probably Pietro Collaragana.
Yeah, probably Americanized it. Yeah.
Actually, I should have looked that one up because, he does have a brother.
Yeah. Soccer style kicker?
Yeah. Who was the first one?
Yeah.
I just remember Tony Franklin was the barefooted one.
Yeah, Tony Franklin was the barefoot one.
The Eagles.
Yeah. And you know who had the. You remember the club foot? That was Tom Dempsey.
Yeah,
Tom Dempsey is nothing but 240 pounds of blubber. That was my uncle who lived in New Orleans used to say about Tom Dempsey. But Tom kicked a 63-yard field. That's the only thing he ever did.
Yeah, that's kind
of. My uncle worked in the business of he ran a business in New Orleans for many years, family business. He said Tom Dempsey made more off of that one kick. He said he got more free beers than anybody else, more free drinks. Yeah.
And it's funny because I remember hearing, we should outlaw that because he had half a foot. He had an advantage because,
grapes.
In fact, my friend actually was at the game and left about 5 minutes earlier because his dad said, let's miss the traffic.
The late, great Wayne Walker was a linebacker on the Lions. He later became a long-known very well-known sportscaster, TV sportscaster here in the Bay Area, and he said, God kicked that. God must have kicked that. Yeah.
All right. Here's our thoughts for the day. Children are great imitators, so give them something great to imitate.
That's a great idea.
I figured you'd like that.
Yeah.
Your daughter will appreciate it someday.
Yeah, yeah. She's on a hike right now, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Homeschool, they go on a hike.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah. I like that. And your value does not decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth.
I agree with that,
isn't
that
too. True? Yes. All right. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Good night, America.
So long.